can catch that guy later today. He's our superstar mini concert.
Yay!
Chris Young at 4 o'clock here on XTU.
That's super fun. So listen, I just was reading about this new cereal, Dave, that they're kind of combining cereals, and they're calling them mashups, right? So you can get two cereals in one box, like Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes. Ooh. That sounds disgusting.
Is that good?
I don't think Fruit Loops with anything would be good, personally, but that's just me.
I would just want twice the amount of Frosted Flakes, like if I'm given those two choices.
Yeah. Right. But is that something that you've done? Like, have you ever mashed up your...
I've never. No, because, you know, I'm one of those people, like, my food can't even touch on the plate, and and I can only eat one thing at a time.
So these mashups are not for Dave Cruz.
No.
I remember when I was young, my mom used to mix grape nuts with whatever cereal she was eating because she enjoyed the crunch, because it would take, like, an hour for them to soften up so that they didn't actually break your teeth. But we had a very strict rule in our house about cereal, and that was that we were not allowed to have sugar cereal, which is why we always had grape nuts, because they're gross nuts.
Little rocks. Yeah.
You know, so we were only allowed to have Cap'n Crunch when we went away on vacation, and that was I don't know why that was the only one.
The wise choice, though.
That we were allowed to have.
Very wise choice, yeah.
Like, I don't even know what other sugar cereal tastes like.
Other than Cap'n Crunch?
Yeah.
Did you ever have King Vitamin? That was my favorite growing up.
I've never even heard of King
Vitamin. Yeah, it had a dude on the front with weird looking dude with a crown.
King Vitamin?
Yeah. It's great.
Well, what did it taste like? What did it look like?
I think it was just like a cheaper version of Cap'n Crunch, maybe.
Oh.
Just like a regular corn puff sort of thing.
Corn
puffs.
Now, my grandmother once let me have corn pops. And I was able to have those with warm milk before bed, which was a lovely little treat when I was like 3 years old. But that was the last of that. I think my mom found out that her mom gave me sugar cereal before bed and flipped her lid.
Now you still eat cereal now, right?
This is the one that I eat. I just started. I never really liked cereal.
That's a good one.
Probably because my mom only let me have such gross cereals like grape nuts, right? And Golden Grahams. I was a lot of Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams, yeah.
And she would make s'mores in the oven. I don't know. This is such a 70s thing to do, is that she would put the Golden Grahams, she would lay them down on a baking sheet and then put those mini marshmallows on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where the chocolate came in, because they couldn't, maybe just chocolate chips. I don't know. It sounds like... it wouldn't have been sweet enough. I don't know. And then she would bake it, and then you would pull them apart, and they'd be all ooey gooey.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, those were fun. Those are fun
call.
For parties. that and Chex Mix. So 70s of us, right? So this is the cereal that I eat now, and it's Special K Chocolatey Delight.
That is good. That is one of the greatest inventions. Yeah. Because we had Special K a lot growing up. My mom actually, you talked about the cereal mashups. My mom mixes Special K with some sort of oat healthy, super healthy oat cereal.
Right. So because I remember Special K when we were growing up, too, was like, you only had that if you were on a diet. That's like the diet cereal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because that was their main selling thing, like 19 nutrients or whatever.
Inch and inch. Right? Wasn't that from Special K?
I think so, right?
I think it may have been.
Is there like the tape measure went around the waist and then it's...
No wonder all of our moms were like taking, you know, diet drugs, which just boosted their metabolism and stuff when you're having commercials like that on.
Right.
My how things have changed, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord in heaven.
So you don't mix that with anything? You wouldn't mix it with any other cereal?
Just milk. Why, it even gets a little, it's really sweet, this one. This is the Chocolatey Delight. So it's almost like a dessert cereal, but I didn't have anything else to bring in for breakfast.
Okay, so no dumping Fruit Loops on that?
Oh, Fruit Loops are awful.
But you throw that on the floor?
I would love to hear if we are the only ones that had cereal rules. Like, what were the cereal rules in your house? Cereal was a huge staple for kids our age growing
up. Yeah, it's all we had. Yeah.
So where do we go with it? 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
I love them.
Weekday mornings.
Country music in the morning on 92.5 XTU.
Dana Sunday is open.
And boy, are we ever.
While we were...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.